There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
It was really a canvas of emotions because you had such an excitement yesterday, the anticipation for the Mets this season, huge. You had a record crowd of almost 44,000. When they held the moment of silence yesterday, you could hear a pin drop when 44,000 people just become as quiet as a mouse in a stadium as big, as vast, and as gorgeous as that. But that was a moving moment.
Sports has a way of bringing people together at moments. It was at Shea Stadium, the first ball game after 9/11, which was just unbelievable, and Piazza won the game with the home run. Sport, just a certain quality about sports brings us all together. Everyone relates to baseball. We all played it as a kid, and the Mets did it upright.
Heard a couple of hosts in New York commenting on the New York Mets home opener, which featured a tribute to New York City police officers who had fallen in the line of duty. Major League Baseball action as the season begins in its pretty much full force. Number 10 this week on the Countdown. Sports Talk Radio is usually in the number 10 spot as we review the hot hits in talk radio, the top talk topics of the week. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into our overview for the week ending Friday, the 17th of April, as we go through the top 10 hits. Folks at Talkers Magazine have put together this schedule of events, if you will, the items of interest that most of you have indicated seem to be at the top of the heat. We'll find out because we'll have a later on during this hour, we'll talk about the poll that's at DougSteffen.com for the weekend. Where do you think these things rank in terms of importance? That is, how do they affect you personally? We are here to monitor the overall circumstances in our country. We're counting down from number 10 to number 1, and the baseball opening week is at number 10.
Number 9.
Something else that happened this week, a little more distressing than going out to the ball game, the tax situation. We have tax implications, tax spending. Taxes were due on Wednesday, as tax day was the focus on my Good Day program. Actually, I talked to financial analyst and tax consultant John Pollack about what the IRS is looking for when they decide to audit or not to audit.
One of the things that we do that's very unique is we'll split companies up. So we'll look at someone like you and say, okay, what part of your corporation is selling advertising? Let's make that separate. What part of your corporation is, you know, on-air talent? Maybe you get paid for that. Let's make that a separate corporation. And we'll set up one as an S and one as a C because the tax code has some great benefits for being a C Corp that doesn't exist in the S Corp.
Wow. I have to remember that.
Play the game.
Well, that's what it is. And now, we've heard a lot about the IRS not having enough agents, not having enough funding. People are getting their, I was told that people are a month or 2 months late getting their income tax back, but I have a fellow that works for me who, in fact, got his return filed early and his money back a week after he made the electronic filing. Is that unheard of, or is that something that...
They're very efficient on the electronic stuff. And so even though they've reduced the number of agents, they're getting better at algorithms. They're getting better at looking at things electronically. So they can go into all their tax returns and say, who has a schedule fee with over $100,000? Send them a letter, tell them we want to audit them. Or look for one or two things, send them a letter, see if we can kind of trip them up. Mm-hmm. The other thing that's happening is that the number of 1099s we're getting is replicating pretty quickly. So
what does that mean?
There's a lot of math errors that are going on that have nothing to do with someone being nefarious. It's just that
sloppy.
I got 1099s. Yeah. I didn't get them all to my tax preparer.
Yeah.
The IRS got more than I got. And then it's just
they're always stuff. Looking for that. That's the kind of stuff. Because they're not really that bright, are they?
No. It's funny because you have to tell. We do tax returns here, so we get a lot of audit letters, so we have to work with the IRS quite regularly.
Yeah.
And we have to tell them what is it's almost like, look, it's legal. Let me show you.
Let me teach you your business, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I mean.
Number eight
item this week on our Talk Radio Review is a focus that we haven't had for a while, at least in specific terms on the countdown, the continuing focus on reform when it comes to immigration. Here's host Matt Murphy talking to Congressman Mo Brooks of Alabama about Congress's unwillingness to do anything about immigration reform during this week's Hold Their Feet to the Fire event took place in Washington.
I don't know, Congressman, whether I'm pleased that this has been going on for 9 years or frustrated. I'm leaning toward frustrated because it seems every year we come back, every year we talk about the same matter, every year we talk about the same issues. Nothing ever gets done advancing an agenda of border security or enforcing the immigration laws already on the books. In fact, every year we come back, it seems that thanks to the Obama administration, we've taken several steps backwards.
Well, you should have both the motions. Certainly there's frustration because Congress does not have the power and the votes to stop Barack Obama from giving executive amnesty. If we had a majority of the House that was willing to do something, coupled with 60 senators willing to do something, then we could meet with some modicum of success. We could meet with outright success if we had two-thirds of the House willing to do something, coupled with two-thirds of the United States Senate, with impeachment being the ultimate something for his refusal to obey American law. But in the meantime, we don't have the votes. But if we don't have events like Hold Their Feet to the Fire with Federation of Americans for Immigration Reform, then that means that we have given up all hope of making the kind of progress that needs to be made in order to secure America's borders. And there's probably no public policy issue that affects other issues as much as border security and amnesty does. It affects our deficits. It affects our national defense capabilities. It affects the long-term outlook on political campaigns, socialism versus free enterprise, liberty versus enslavement, you name it.
Overall health of the American population?
Absolutely. Health care. You can go into emergency rooms in a lot of places around the United States of America, and American citizens are having to wait significant periods of time in order to get the treatment that it used to be that they could get promptly. To a large degree, illegal aliens, when they seek health care treatment, their first stop is to an emergency room, and that delays the ability of Americans to get that treatment because we have limited physicians, limited nurses, limited facilities.
So, there it is, the focus on what seems to be a never-ending discussion, doesn't it? What to do about immigration reform. Okay, so up next, number seven, having to do with a guilty verdict. That's up next here on The Countdown.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our four-day super sale, April 17th through the 20th. With 40% off our exceptional paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at SherwinWilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, friends. It's Doug Steffen with some great ideas on how to spruce up your home this spring from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Nothing changes the mood of a room faster or for less money than a fresh coat of paint. Want to try a new color? Test it first by painting a sample on a cardboard square. Hang it in the room for a few days. If you like it throughout the day and the evening, get ready to go. Have more painting questions? The experts at Sherwin-Williams can help you out with easy-to-use color selection tools. You can find your personal palette with confidence. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask the color experts at Sherwin-Williams.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online and 627.15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store, staples.com/signs for details.
Number seven item this week, focusing on the Aaron Hernandez guilty verdict. Two big trials in the last couple of weeks coming to a close in Boston. The Bomber first, Hernandez second. Here's host Chad Dukes talking to Ben Vilan from the Boston Globe about the local reaction to this verdict, especially since the prosecution didn't really have a murder weapon, a motive, or any witnesses.
They did so much background on this kid, and you saw, you know, where he was in his college career, then playing for the Patriots, you know, where he was from, a hometown hero, and just seemed to have the world by the you-know-whats, and then to have this take place and to have it be a trial, and I'm not attacking the jurors or the verdict because it sounded like to me they got it right, but you don't have a murder weapon, you know, you don't necessarily have a motive and you don't have any witnesses, and to see them come back with all those guilty verdicts, it was rather jarring. How is it being consumed and digested up there?
I think people are pretty happy with the verdict because, although what you said is absolutely true, they don't have a murder weapon and they didn't have a clear motive. You don't have to have either of those things to convict someone of first-degree murder in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Aaron Hernandez just had to be proven that he was part of the plan and he knew what was going on. And the jurors spoke with the media afterwards and they said that they weren't buying anything that the defense was selling. The whole argument that Hernandez was an innocent bystander and it was his friends who were in a PCP-induced rage, that they were the ones who did it, they weren't buying it. And the girlfriend, she didn't know what was in the box that she threw out and she didn't know what dumpster was in. They just didn't believe it. It wasn't very believable. And perhaps the clincher, they said, the jurors said they were shocked when the defense attorney admitted in his closing argument that Hernandez was actually at the murder scene. He was just an innocent bystander and didn't know how to react. So very questionable defense by Aaron Hernandez's attorneys. You wonder, with all the money he was paying them, why didn't they call more witnesses? Why didn't they play up drug defense more? And why did they admit this in the closing argument that he was at the murder scene? So I think people are sad over the fact that a kid with so much going for him, he's still only 25 years old, had a big NFL contract, has a two-year-old daughter at home. It's sad that he would just throw his life away, but at the same time, it appears that the system works.
So they deliberated for more than 35 hours over parts of 7 days. They listened intently to the testimony of 130 witnesses, reviewed 400 pieces of evidence, and then the story was over. This has been going on in Massachusetts since January. This guy, it's sort of like a sense of what we had here. I'm in Massachusetts looking at this stuff on television. Is like an episode of Law and Order, for heaven's sakes. Emotional. I don't know. I don't know whether I think it's emotional or not. I know that what I do think is that CNN spent way too much time on it, as they tend to do with so many things that are counterproductive, shall we say, counterintuitive. Number six. That'll be up next here as we count from number 10 to number 1 on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Research. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
The number six item this week on our countdown, the Talk Radio Review for the week, focuses on the spring break and this rape case that took place. This stuff is getting way out of control, in my opinion. Let's see what you think after listening to this excerpt from a talk radio program hosted by Ken Matthews. He talks about this particular case and how there were so many people nearby watching who didn't do anything to stop it.
This is so disgusting and despicable and so appalling that two Troy University students were arrested Friday in connection with a video that showed them raping a woman they drugged on Panama City Beach last month during spring break. Bay County Sheriff said the video shows a 19-year-old woman who appeared to be incapacitated on a chair behind a beach club when she was assaulted by multiple men. The incident occurred in broad daylight, and no one did anything to stop it. No one did anything to stop it. Within 10 feet from where this is happening, there are hundreds of people standing there watching, looking, videotaping, hearing, seeing. That's a sad state of affairs, isn't it? And it's not like the young people I know, thank goodness, one of whom, as I just found out, is going back to the Middle East. Has been reactivated. Yet our culture and society, this is mind-boggling. This is true horror. The victim said she believed she was drugged. She did not report the incident because she could not remember what was going on. We do not know if there was a race component involved in this gang rape or not in Bay County, Florida. I know it's politically incorrect to say that, but they're showing a picture of two of the suspects. There's going to be other arrests. They're both black college students. One's 22, one's 23. One's from Bainbridge, Georgia. One's from Mobile, Alabama. They're both athletes. They've been suspended from school and from the athletic teams. The reason I bring this up is, as you know, there are certain cases where race is brought up in coverage. We're not aware now, because the 19-year-old victim's identity is being withheld along with her location, as it should be. I think she's suffered enough at this point because she's on all kinds of video phones and et cetera. The thing that's most troubling about the Bay County, Florida spring break Panama City Beach rape last month, which was videotaped, hundreds watched. Hundreds of students watched a drugged and or drunk woman who was incapacitated be raped by multiple men. What the hell is wrong with people today? What is wrong? Who are you? Who are you at that spring break? What is wrong with you? What is in your mind at spring break, whether you're a man or a woman, that you observe this and you videotape it, but you do not step in to protect someone who is vulnerable? You do not contact the police. The only way this was even found out was there was an arrest of somebody involved with the case, and it was found on their phone. If that did not exist, every one of those people returned home this month or later in March after witnessing this and said and did nothing.
Wow. What an indictment, huh? Just in general, an indictment of how people think, no matter what the age. What a disgusting reality that is. Okay, well, we brought you up to date with the numbers 10 through 6. So in the next half hour of the Countdown Show, as we're at the halfway point, we get from number 5 to number 1. Pretty exciting prospect, eh? You're listening to the Weekly Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and today is Word Association Game. So I'm going to give you some definitions. You tell me what the word is. Here we go. Disinterested, fatigued, tired, dull, blasé, inattentive, sick and tired, spiritless. Now, what do these words define? They find a very popular word that many of us have said all too often. What is it? Bored. I'm bored with life. I'm bored with what I do. I'm bored with a lot of things. And you know what? You don't do anything about it. Now, let's play the game again. What is energized, refreshed, enthusiastic, excited, exhilarated, interested? You know what that is? That's energy. I've got a little secret for you. At one time, everything that you are now bored with, you were energized with. So what you need to do right now is I want you to find things that energize you, that refresh you, and make them part of your life. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Reviewing the charts for the week of April 13th to the 17th, as we do every week at this time, I'm Doug Steffen at number 10, Sports and Sports Talk Action. The Major League Baseball season getting underway, finishing up a few things, I guess, basketball playoffs, that sort of thing going on. Number 9, Tax Day, the 15th of April, has come and gone with lots of discussion, appropriate, and then some. Number 8, the President's amnesty policy, is it legal or not? Number 7, the Aaron Hernandez guilty verdict. Number 6, the spring break rape case in Florida. So that brings us around to number 5.
Number five
is a focus on the California drought and what's being done or not being done to help the situation there. And what is this going to teach the rest of us in this country about looming water shortages, not only here in our country, but around the world as the planet changes? Here are hosts John Broski and Christina Musin talking about a water conservation plan that's being proposed by some college students in Fresno, California.
We have these kids in Fresno who have come up with, I think, the best idea yet for water conservation. Their idea basically is to come up with an app that allows you to see your water use in real time. Now, this is what, Christina, to be fair to us, we have also thought of this.
Yes, we have.
I didn't think of it in terms of an app because I'm not really an app guy. But an app is good. Personally, I don't need an app, but I'm fine with an app. I don't need a mobile device to know what's going on in my house that just sits there along with me. Okay, so, but I think the idea of being able to see what the city can see what we use, but we can't.
Right.
So this smart meter has to be integrated into our lives.
Well, we've got the smart meters, right?
Exactly.
They're set up at the house. Yeah. It would make sense to be able to see on those meters how much we've used but they don't. We can't. The city can see and monitor. But yet, you know, if we were to be limited to, let's say, like 50 gallons or 100 gallons per person of water per day or something along those lines, we wouldn't really know. So these kids have an idea. Let's do an app. Because the city has the information real time when you're using. Why can't you be able to access that? And I think it's a great idea.
Well, that's the thing. See, I had to think about what information do they really have? Because my perception of the smart meter is that they can monitor every drop I'm using when I'm using it.
That's what I understand it to be.
So they can even tell if you've got a leak.
Yes, they can.
Because it's a constant small amount of water. Even when nothing else is going on, they can say there's something wrong in your system, and they can let you know.
And that could be really helpful to you.
Exactly. So the question is, if you can see it, why can't I get the same information? And that's what these kids are saying. We can develop an app if we can get access to that information.
Number four.
Number four this week on the countdown, the president's policy toward our southern neighbor, the island of Cuba. Here are hosts Doug McIntyre and his partner talking to Cuban-American author and political analyst Humberto Fontova. They discuss the president removing Cuba from the watch list for terrorists.
First of all, I did chuckle when it was announced that Cuba was being taken off of the international state sponsor of terrorism list because they hadn't sponsored any international terrorism for the last 6 months.
No. The best part was that the State Department said, oh, we know Cuba doesn't sponsor terrorism. Why do you know that? Well, because Castro told us.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Not making this. Saturday Night Live could not possibly make this stuff up. Here's what this will do, folks, because I'm guessing that most of y'all saying, well, big deal. I mean, this stuff is irrelevant to most. No. What the removal from the terrorist sponsoring list will do will open up Cuba to loans from the World Bank, which, as probably some of y'all know, is financed to a very large degree by the U.S. taxpayer.
Yeah, well, Berto, let me ask you about this one, because this is the thing that from the minute that this whole, new move with Cuba broke out, everybody in the media, and this is your wheelhouse, they were all jumping for joy. They couldn't wait to get down there, including Conan O'Brien, because this was going to be a great opportunity for American business, and it's going to bring prosperity to the Cuban people. But here's the deal. Cuba can trade with the entire world. Cuba can trade with China, with Russia, with Germany, with Japan, with Spain.
With the U.S.
With Canada. So why is everybody driving a 1952 Pontiac and not driving a 2014 Subaru? The reason is because the Cuban government doesn't let their people keep any of their money.
Here's what you guys are missing. The Castros inherited a vibrant free market economy in 1959. They had a golden goose land in their lap. They know what capitalism looks like, and they deliberately wrung its neck because capitalism will interfere with their power. A businessman, a free businessman, is somebody they cannot control. They deliberately, they said, well, you know, by the way, if we open up and we flood Cuba with capital and tourists, you know, that'll be, it will not blindside the Castros. I repeat, they know what it looks like. All other communist countries in Eastern Europe, Korea, China, communism took hold in those countries during wars, when the country was war-ravaged and they were impoverished. Cuba is the only case where a vibrant free market economy was ruthlessly destroyed, deliberately destroyed, by the rulers. That's what most people don't get.
Wow, there's a lot of drama in that. Meanwhile, as the relations improve, the United States trying to convince Cuba to extradite American criminals that are living in Cuba. So Cubans say, what's in it for us? The White House recommended this past week that Cuba come off the list of countries considered state sponsors of terrorism. That we heard. Washington also apparently has its eye on Joanne Chesmard and William Guillermo Morales, They are convicted, let's see, Chesmard of murder, wanted by the FBI after she escaped from a New Jersey prison in 1979. Morales was a bomb maker for a violent Puerto Rican independent group, was sentenced to prison for having pipe bombs. Fidel Castro decided to give him asylum. We want them back. There you go. All right, up next.
Number three.
As it happens, number three comes after number four and before number two, yes. The ISIS boys are at it again. Military action here and there. And here to review that, host Mac Watson and Larry Gatos talking about the thwarting of a potential ISIS attack inside our country.
We may have thwarted the first attack on U.S. soil because of ISIS when a federal grand jury charged a Columbus man with attempting to providing material to support terrorism. And it came out that he had ISIS ties.
Now, I mean, let's just be real basic about this. Guy went to Syria and trained with ISIS, came back to America, and they arrested him in Ohio. This guy was pretty much an ISIS terrorist.
And he wanted to do bad things.
Yeah, and here's the thing, though. You can't just get a plane out of Ohio and, I'm going to fly to Syria. Doesn't happen like that.
Well, I know that they don't have direct flights to Syria. Syria is one of those countries that you can't fly to directly from the United States. But I'm wondering if, does the State Department track, or how far can they track you? Because he had to pretty much do a sophisticated kind of end around in order just to get into Syria.
Yeah, he got a U.S. passport. He's a naturalized U.S. citizen.
Right.
So he purchased a one-way ticket to Greece.
But during his layover in Istanbul, Turkey, he left the airport and then completed prearranged plans to travel to Syria. I'm wondering if that threw red flags up for the State Department.
Here's what he wanted to do. He wanted to come back to the U.S., travel to Texas, go to a military base, and kill three or four American soldiers.
Wow, that sounds familiar.
Execution style.
Yeah, it sounds familiar. Fort Hood, hello?
Yep, Fort Hood.
Mm-hmm.
So his brother, I think, was with someone linked to a terrorist organization linked to Al-Qaeda.
Right.
And I think he died on the battlefield. But again, it's what we talked about after 9/11. We know who wants to kill us. We know that it's men, almost always men,
right,
early 20s, and they have hijacked the Muslim religion. And this is exactly what this guy did. His name is Abraham Sheikh Mohammed.
But he's a naturalized citizen.
I know. No, I understand that.
Yeah.
And he was of Muslim faith, and then he decided, well, I'm going to listen to how ISIS really thinks the Muslim faith is, and he became an extremist. We know that there are extremists. We know where it starts.
Right.
We know how old you have to be. So I think we really need to do a better. Sorry, you got to start profiling a little bit better.
A little bit better profiling, eh? All right, food for thought. If you have comments, you can send an email to me, doug@dougstefan.com, about the list and what we're talking about here on the Weekly Countdown, which brings us around to the number two issue, and that'll be up next year. Stand by for that on this week's Talk Radio Review.
It's the biggest flooring event of the year. Lumber Liquidators' 12th annual April sale with 5 days of unbelievable clearance deals from 29 cents. Don't miss once-in-a-lifetime prices on solid pre-finished Bellawood domestic hardwood from an incredible 99 cents. Or Bellawood 3/4-inch exotic hardwood up to 77% off. Bamboo, laminate, and more up to 67% off. Plus, more deals added daily in your local store. And 24-month special financing for beautiful, high-quality hardwood floors for less. Get to the April sale event today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
This report is brought to you by EcoTools, a leader in eco-conscious beauty accessories. Small changes to go green amount to a big difference in the world. This Earth Month, EcoTools has joined with Sophia Bush and Global Green USA to launch the Live Beautifully, Give Beautifully campaign. For each makeup brush sold in the new EcoTools Complexion Collection, $1 will be donated to Global Green USA, up to $100,000. Sophia Bush, actress and advocate.
Creating change starts with being aware of our individual actions. I'm so excited to be working with EcoTools and Global Green to inspire others to take little steps to help the environment. By switching out a product we use daily for an eco-conscious option, we can actually make a huge collective impact.
EcoTools products not only perform gorgeously, but are made using renewable, recycled, and cruelty-free materials. Follow Sophia Bush and EcoTools on social media for tips on how to live and give beautifully. And share your own tips by using hashtag EcoInspire. For more information on the Live Beautifully, Give Beautifully campaign, visit EcoTools.com.
Okay, so you've tried to whiten your teeth before and know how annoying it can be. One, maybe you used the strips or the trays and that was too much work to deal with and it got messy. Two, maybe it was too sensitive on your teeth. Or three, maybe you have caps or crowns or veneers and it just wasn't working on those. That's why I use Power Swabs. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes. I'm talking on average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Clinically proven. If you have caps, crowns, or veneers, Power Swabs can get rid of the stains on them as well. Who doesn't want a nice white smile to go with the good weather? Call now for your 5-minute solution to whiter and brighter teeth. 800-281-6829. That's 800-281-6829. Call now. Mention Doug Steffen. Get free shipping on your entire order. That's 800-281-6829 for Power Swabs. 800-281-6829.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Number two.
Number two this week, continuing focus on Iran and the nuclear program negotiations trying to get wrapped up. What sort of deals are being made behind the scenes? Here's host Debbie Rodriguez talking to political analyst Mark Halperin about how the situation with Iran may factor into next year's presidential race here in America.
Your poll finds the answer to the question depends on your political persuasion, your age, and your religious beliefs.
It's not a surprise on one level to find that partisanship defines a lot of what Americans think. But on the issues we asked about in our Bloomberg Politics poll, some surprising issues where partisanship matters. Republicans more likely to side with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu than the President of the United States. Democrats more likely to side with the president. Republicans more likely to say that we should do, the U.S. should do what Israel's interests say rather than what the United States' interests say. Democrats the opposite.
How divided are we exactly in terms of the numbers?
Well, it's a huge division. For instance, on the question of supporting Prime Minister Netanyahu or the United States' own president, Republicans say sympathetic towards Netanyahu, 67% to 16%. Democrats, the exact reverse, 79.6% support the president. Only 9% say they're more sympathetic to Prime Minister Netanyahu. That is a huge gap on an issue which in the old days wouldn't have been a partisan one.
Wow, and the numbers about the same on a nuclear agreement with Iran?
Yeah, you know, again, this is an issue you'd like to think Americans would decide whether the deal was a good idea or not based on the facts and the merits, but it's strictly partisan. Democrats, by a 3-to-1 ratio, say they're more optimistic than pessimistic that a deal will be able to control Iran's nuclear arsenal and make the world safer. Republicans, by a 2-to-1 margin, more pessimistic than optimistic, they don't think a deal will be successful.
And no matter how they feel about the agreement with Iran, I found it interesting that a majority believes Congress should have a say, not just the president, Republican, Democrats alike.
It is interesting. Both people in both parties feel like Congress should play a role in this. The president has tried to minimize Congress's role practically, although now Congress, we know, will almost certainly have some sort of role in the deal, and that is in line with America's public opinion about how this should go.
Will Israel and Iran be make or break issues for voters when it comes time to actually cast vote?
Debbie, you know, I think foreign policy has a chance to play as big a role as it's played in the past. But in general, as we know, voters tend to focus more on economic issues and issues of personality and leadership rather than foreign policy. But if you think about ISIS, the Iranian nuclear negotiations, and the very rough relationship currently between the U.S. government and the Israeli government, I think those issues have a chance to be certainly part of the discussion within the Republican nomination fight and then in the general election, no matter who the nominees are.
One of the little covered parts of this story, we know that there were sanctions against Iran from the U.S. and France and Britain and others. But how many of you knew that there were 25 states, American states, who had their own sanctions in place against Iran? Kansas, Mississippi, Washington, D.C., state of New York, among others. Did you know that? I actually didn't know that there were two layers to this, and states decide on their own. Companies can decide on their own if they want to do business or they don't want to do business. So there's a little added extra information that you may not have had. Happy to have more info available as we count down to number one, which is next year on the Talk Countdown.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
The number one item. Listen, my voice even cracks on that. It's so exciting and something we never would have figured would make it to number one. Really? Presidential prospects and politics. Earlier this week on my Good Day program, which is aired Monday through Friday on a lot of stations around the country, I talked to Natalie Jackson, who's the senior data scientist for the Huffington Post. We discussed how accurate the new political polls are.
Technology advances are forcing pollsters to use different methods instead of calling landline telephones that are household-based. We have to call cell phones and do things over the Internet. So it's complicated. I think the best advice I can give is that if a poll doesn't tell you exactly how it's done, you should be very skeptical of it because we are in this era of...
So how many people, an interesting point, how many people actually are aware of how it's done? Why don't you give us a quick 30, 40 second primer in how accurate polling is done?
Well, there are a couple of different ways. If you do it over the phone, you need to call both household telephones and cell phones. You need a lot of the cell phones because people are switching to where that's all they use, that's all they answer. They don't even have the house lines. If it's done over the Internet, be very cautious because there are lots of people that don't have Internet access. Basically, they need to say that they're taking steps to make sure that the Internet sample is representative. of the general population. If they're not doing something to adjust the sample, then you should be pretty skeptical of it.
Mm-hmm. But again, how many people actually take time to understand? They just look at the results. Gallup says this, Rasmussen says that, Zogby says whatever, and that's where it goes. So your article about Elizabeth Warren and Donald Trump are having a focus on them. How is it decided who would be included in political polls as far as names are concerned?
Well, I talked to some pollsters about that, and I was a pollster before coming to Huffington Post, so I have some of my own ideas. And basically, they all have their ears to the ground, listening to what the party insiders are saying, what campaign personnel are doing, looking at who is building the groundwork for a campaign. Particularly in New Hampshire, there's a lot of experience in the game so that, you know, pollsters can look to those people and see who is doing what it takes to put together a campaign.
All right. So to further our focus on presidential politics, here's radio host Barry Armstrong with the National Review's Michael Baroni. They discuss whether Chris Christie is going to run and how Ted Cruz is cruising along.
I see Chris Christie looks like he's about to throw his hat in the ring. Is that correct?
Well, that's a pretty hefty hat.
Yes.
Chris Christie's lost about 80 pounds or something over the last year or so.
Good for him.
You know, the Republican candidates are doing these elaborate announcements with audiences, enthusiastic audiences. We saw Ted Cruz at Liberty University. We saw Marco Rubio at the Freedom Tower. We saw Rand Paul at the Galt House Hotel in Louisville, which is decorated last time I was there in kind of steamboat Gothic, Victorian. Yeah, it's the last place in the world you want to wake up with a hangover.
Yeah.
They had enthusiastic crowds.
Let's talk about the candidates, because Ted Cruz, he's raised a lot of money. He's already got $30 million in the bank.
Well, Ted Cruz has gotten, it looks like, something of a bump in public support.
Yeah.
The announcement is that, you know, he has attracted serious support. He is a very smart guy. He's an appellate lawyer.
Yep.
He's Alan Dershowitz, a professor of law at Harvard Law School for many years, said that Ted Cruz was one of the five best students he had in 30-plus years of teaching law at Harvard.
Yeah.
Pretty good testimonial.
It is. I mean, the guy is brilliant, and now he's got money.
All right, so our poll at DougStefan.com this week, focusing on the top 10 talk topics. Which one do you think is the most important? Presidential prospects, the Iranian nuclear situation, ISIS, the Cuban policy, drought in California, spring break rape case, the Aaron Hernandez verdict, immigration reform, tax day, or what's going on in the world of sports. Not many people tell us that the number one thing with them is sports, but I'm going to bet this week when we talk about this on Monday on the Good Day program, tax day will come up as a hot one. Presidential prospects will come up as a hot one. And so we'll see. But I don't want to prejudice you. Tell us what you think at DougStefan.com. This is the weekly talk radio countdown show. And thank you for being here. Appreciate your...
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.